Tens of thousands of demonstrators in Albania would like to bring their government down as well, but Albania isn't ruled by a dictator. The government there was democratically elected, although democracy is a relatively new concept. Albania was a North Korea-style hermit state before joining NATO in 2009. But last Friday, police shot and killed three demonstrators at an anti-government rally. And while today's demonstration was calm, many worry things could get out of control. From the Albanian capital, Tirana, Matthew Brunwasser reports.
Political life in Albania has boiled down to one conflict between two men, Prime Minister Sali Berisha and opposition Socialist Party leader Edi Rama. Analyst Lutfi Dervishi says that Albanian politics and political rallies are no longer about ideas.
What we see now is in kind of military strategy, where you mobilize in every corner of the country your supporters and militants and bring here in a show of force. This is a nasty and, you know, unacceptable way of doing politics. So the politics should be about the programs and policies and everyday life, but it's not.
Opposition supporters held a somber march today in Tirana. It was to commemorate three demonstrators shot and killed during last week's anti-government rally, which got out of hand. The opposition accuses the government of abuse of power, corruption, and rigging elections in 2009. They've held protests off and on ever since, demanding the prime minister's resignation. Socialist Party leader Edi Rama says despite last week's tragedy, he won't give up the fight.
To guarantee the democratic process, the political process, and the next elections, based on a very simple truth. If the government can take your votes when you don't give it, the government has nothing to care about you anymore because it's not anymore depending from the people's judgment.
Albania is one of the most pro-U.S. countries in the world. It contributes soldiers to the coalition in Afghanistan. But even very public calls by the American ambassador in Tirana to simmer down didn't sway Rama. He and his supporters went ahead with the protest today anyway. Prime Minister Sali Berisha calls his rival's behavior reckless.
An attempt to topple a legitimate government must be condemned. This is a NATO member country. This is a legitimate government. It could not be toppled through force. This is a very wrong, and this is a very crucial.
Berisha says he has accepted a U.S. offer to help investigate how and why protesters were killed at last week's demonstration. But the opposition doubts that the truth will ever be known. The prime minister has already prevented a prosecutor from issuing warrants for the arrest of six National Guard officers, a move seen as unconstitutional interference. Helidon Tahirai is a writer and former prosecutor in Tirana.
I know that if the politician interfere in the investigative protest, nothing will be revealed at all. If they leave on the investigator persecution, okay, they will find something.
But it's not just opposition politicians who are skeptical. On the streets of Tirana, Albanians themselves don't believe the truth will ever come out. Eralda Muratai is a student of finance. She says she knows why people are so angry.
The situation here, it's really, really, really hard on people, and they're losing jobs, and they're finding themselves homeless with no income at all. So I think that must be it. And the political situation aggravated after some discoveries of corruption.
Tirana is still on edge for more demonstrations, while the world watches as Tunisia, Egypt, and Yemen heave in their quest for self-governance. Many in Albania worry whether their democracy will survive. For The World, I'm Matthew Brunwasser. In Tirana, Albania.
Take a look at Tirana, the city Lonely Planet ranked as one of its top 10 places to see in 2011. Pictures of Albania's capital and the country's major players are online at theworld.org.